It's a Daily Talk Show episode 264. It's Fat Fridays.
Yeah, we hardly got through anything. We've got this ginormous pizza in front of us. Mm-hmm. It's 40 inches. It's fucking ginormous. And this is not a plug for the person that made this. We won't even say their name.
Domino's.
What do you actually think? So it was. What did you think of this pizza?
I think it was good. It was literally like four pizzas in one. It's essentially like four pizzas, and I've got the meat sweats.
I'm so full, and then I just drank a whole.
Did you have
water.
One slice or two slices? No,
I had one. Did you have two?
No, I had one.
I was thinking fucking sweats would be from two.
The problem with having, I know we keep opening it, but the problem with the way, and go to our YouTube channel if you actually want to see it.
So we did a video. If you're listening, we've done a video that is at the start of this video on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
The thing is that the concern I have is I like to have multiple flavours.
Mm.
And so you're faced with, if you want to try three flavours, you're eating three pizzas.
Well, he did ask me, do you want me to cut this up for you? And I said no, because it takes away from the
gimmick. Why were you saying that they only do one a day?
That's just their rule across all stores. It's only one pizza per day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. I've got such food regret because I feel sick.
Mm.
Eating something like this, it's a great idea, great gimmick. There is so many gimmicks that businesses come up with. I mean, our show has a lot of gimmicks.
It's a gimmick.
But there's
so many
gimmicks for, like, we had a party at, for my mate's 21st birthday, we had the meter-long Subway roll. And I'm thinking it's going to be...
So a meter long, so that would be how many, 6 feet? Is that a meter?
Yeah, no,
that's true.
100 centimetres.
Okay.
So it's quite long. Like it's probably, yeah, I don't know. It's massive, but he got a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
They cut them up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come out as some fucking long thing.
Fuck, I remember when I was a kid, the banana split. They were doing the world's longest banana split at in Endeavour Hills. And I was expecting one... fuck off massive banana, like this is the biggest banana I've ever seen. But the way they did it was, very small silver trays all lined up.
Do you think it actually, so Hulk Smash, who's been on the show.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
Yeah, competitive eater. Shout out to you, Hulk. He goes to these places and a lot of the time I've seen videos where he's not getting paid, but what he does is he goes to some place and there's a 5 kilogram pho.
Mm-hmm.
It's $50, but if you eat it within 20 minutes, you get it for free. So, I mean,
he's eating for free still.
Well, it's a good, like the marketing behind it works when you get a guy like that, or you get some show that wants some gimmick pizza on their podcast.
Yeah.
I wonder if it makes sense from a business. Like, what's the relatable gimmick for our business, Big Media Company? What's a gimmick?
Like resume videos, like we'll do your resume video if you're going for a job maybe. But Mr. 97 was asking me earlier, he was saying he wanted to know what other dumb shit that I've bought in my lifetime, because there's been sort of a bit of a pattern.
Yeah. Actually, dangerous, Mr. 97. His missus is here.
Yeah. So I don't fucking ever do that again, all right? I put a bit of a list together. The big one was cacao nibs.
Which is just raw, right?
Yeah, raw, but it was probably 2008 or 2009.
Oh, sorry, not at the moment. You're talking in general, just dumb purchases in life.
Oh, yeah.
Not at the moment.
No. Okay, no. Moment. I'm going back far.
That's what I was like, fuck, are you going anti-minimalist now?
No.
Okay, so these are nibs from 2008.
I bought a kilo of them, and because I thought I saw someone doing a podcast where they were like a video show. It was Dig Nation back in the day.
Yeah.
And they had like chocolate-coated nibs, and I was fucking eating them. They looked delicious. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to buy them. And they were shit. They just tasted like fucking... It was like I thought that they'd sent me gravel.
Yeah. Well, it is 100% old chocolate that's lost the sugar content and the flavour. And
yeah,
that is a cacao nib.
It's like the...
But it's good. This is the thing. There is something sort of like... We were watching that. You were like, I love watching food videos.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Candy reviews.
And then that girl with the acai bowl.
Mm.
But I was like, there's something that's sort of like things that are kind of healthy. Acai bowls, I don't believe. That you kind of – it's almost like you found a loophole.
Do you think acai is not healthy?
Definitely not healthy. Okay. With a sugar content. Because I worked at a cafe in Bondi and we used to sell a heap of Bondi acai bowls, like very trendy around there. they were frozen packets of frozen
berry
liquid
stuff.
Yeah, so it's like they must blend it up big on a big scale, and then they pour it into these things. So much sugar content in that shit. Yeah. Probably sugar from the fruit, but also added sugar. And then you put orange juice, apple juice into the blender. You put some other shit.
It's a joke. Well, I'm sure we'll look back at that. Like Boost. I used to have so many Boost juices as a kid.
General knowledge. Do you know, you might have listened, I listened to a podcast years ago, like years and years ago. Maybe it was Small Business, Big Marketing.
Yeah.
Timbo Reid. He was talking to the guy that brought in the acai.
Oh, really?
So it's like Brazilian fruit.
When you think that, like, there's actually people who bring in these specific, like, imagine if you're the first person to import apples into Australia. Yeah. That's pretty crazy. What are they doing?
I reckon, yeah, I mean, you're talking long time ago, unless they were here.
But like, there was a time where it's like, have you tried those new things? And they're like, what's almonds?
Yeah. Well, the first time of anything, like, it's off the record, right? It's like
milking a cow. The first person to milk a cow is a freak.
I was going to go smutty. How the fuck, this sounds so dumb, how the fuck do we work out? I had this moment the other day. I'm like, I'm talking to you and you're totally understanding what I'm saying. And someone has invented every one of these words. They've come up with them. And the sound and the hum of my voice in a certain way, does that not creep you out? Have you ever had one of those moments? You're like, you understand these words. How the fuck? Sometimes you don't. Yeah.
Most of the times you don't understand what I'm saying.
But just language is like vibration of your mouth.
Yeah, it's vibration of your mouth is interesting. Well, yeah, like you, Asian, like Chinese or whatever, Mandarin, it's all like, it's the tones or something.
Random
what's
one.
What's up, Mr. 97? He's laughing.
He's
Oh, no, I'm not going to do any impersonations on the show.
How about this? I have a baby with
I'm
Amy.
I'm sweating so much. Yeah.
I have a – wipe it on your forehead on the top of that.
You would, like, be so great. Like, look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
If Amy and I have another baby, we say, here, Mrs. Someone from over in China, take our new boy, and that boy grows up there. He's downloading Chinese into his head. Like, we download.
What's the point? So you're giving your baby away?
Australian born, but then his first language, just based on where he is, he speaks Chinese.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is weird because it's like Bodhi's already saying words. He's just mimicking, but he's understanding and connecting. We're smart fuckers.
But I guess it would be you wouldn't get to see him very much, like the next little kid, if that was the case.
I mean, if I was giving him away, the brother. I'm a piece of shit if I was giving him away just for the sake of seeing if he could download Chinese.
That happened with the boy in Free Willy. Wasn't he adopted?
Godfather, directed Free Willy.
Fuck good film. I wonder how they, like, I'm sure that there was a lot of animal sort of cruelty going on.
I can't wait. So we're videoing these episodes. I cannot wait till we can bring up. There's a movie called Swiss Family Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite film as a kid. They get shipwrecked on an island. Disney film. Animals are everywhere. They build these tree houses. It's unbelievable. It's like a fucking dream come true for a child's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, a guy's riding a zebra. They're like, you know, doing the most inhumane. Well, emu. He's one of them's riding an emu.
Yeah,
it's like you couldn't get away with that shit these days.
I remember I went to a conference in Indonesia. It was in Sarabaya, and we.
What are you there for?
It was for Envato.
Oh, okay.
And so it was all the Indonesian designers and developers. Anyway. They went to – they were doing all local tourist sort of stuff and one included going to a zoo.
Mm.
And the thing is that it's like not an official – like it's a zoo their style. An Indonesian style zoo, it's like they
– You got a chain, you got a zoo.
Well, yeah. Literally it's like a cockatoo – like you'd see like a sign. It's like, oh, see the cockatoo. And you see it looks like it's been fucking smuggled in through someone's bag and it's sort of like, oh my God, look at the cockatoo and get a photo.
Well, it's the – and I feel like you're more sensitive about it, the sitting on top of the elephant.
I did it.
No, yeah, but I feel like you're – maybe it's like you do it, you feel more sensitive and you can relate more. Whereas I'm like, those things are fucking strong.
Bit gronk.
If they're kept like they're really well treated, which I'm sure some of them are. Some of them are probably.
Some of them are. Burping up Domino's.
But do you feel like, is it just across the board now? It's like sitting on an elephant's no go.
Well, yeah, I think so. Unless you're like some sort of tribes person who does, like, I don't know, are they doing that shit in Africa?
I'm sure. Like, I'm sure it's their mode of transport somewhere in the world. Do you reckon?
Maybe similarly to in Australia, kangaroos.
Where people think it is.
Well, I think
No, 100% I reckon there is some sort of native tribe that has an elephant that's their mate. Like they're very smart. They're smarter than you and I. That's not hard.
Camels are another one as well.
Camels are misunderstood.
Yeah, they are. We were watching a video on that the other day. Yeah. Like, I actually didn't realise the extent of I'd never seen camels like that before. I'd always seen them as this sort of just like a camel, they fucking spit and they all that sort of shit. You ride on them, but we were watching a video where it's like these fucking camels have little personalities.
Yeah, don't fuck with camels, man.
Talking about importing and the new ingredients and items and shit, produce. We had my water bottle in shot on the first episode and it looked like shit.
Yeah, it looks like shit. But if I put that, that'd be a fucking absolute piece of shit.
Garcinia Cambogia. Do you know what it is?
This is another purchase. Great link back to your purchases.
Well, yeah, I read a men's health, what I thought was a men's health article about what Hugh Jackman. What supplements he took to get jacked.
Yeah, well, he's ripped. He's strong.
And it was like $140 or whatever for a certain amount of supplements. And it's like if you actually just want to get it so that you have enough for like 6 months, it was like $270. I'm like, it seems like a good deal. So I ended up with Garcinia Cambogia, which I watched Dr. Oz talk about how it like helps you lose weight.
Yeah.
And the other thing was...
Did you like before you got it? Did you know what it actually did for you?
Like, yeah, so I'm like, this one loses, like, lose weight on it.
Beyond that. Well,
I knew it was an Indonesian fruit.
Okay. So that's the selling point. So that's enough.
It was enough for me. And then there was another one just called Testo Strong. And then it wasn't.
That sounds like the real deal.
Yeah, and it was like to increase your testosterone or something.
Fuck yeah, that probably would have been legit, bro.
But no, not at all. But so I ended up with like for so long just like a cabinet full of these supplements. Like I can't believe you look at people and say, like, how do you fall for the Nigerian prince? Like that's not far off. I'm sure fucking a Nigerian prince was involved.
I think what about. And I know if you're watching and you're into network marketing, good for you.
What are the top network marketing? So
Isagenics.
What's Isagenics?
Isagenics is, I don't know, another powder, pills and potions. Mm-hmm. And then Herbalife is another one. Great documentary on that.
Yes.
Fuck.
What is it called?
Just Herbalife documentary.
Selling Short or something? Remember? It's like the... Yeah,
fuck, you told me. You told me to watch it.
Robbie Amazing. Ward told us about it.
So... Because what they're doing, these beyond – so my problem with the network marketing is that they're selling to you, Josh, as someone who has dealt with weight, now looking great, but if you want to keep that – like there's an emotional tie-in that they get to you. Yeah. But the products that they've got, why the fuck isn't it every single person in the world using that single product? It can't be –
Because bullshit.
Well, it's like water. Everyone drinks it because it's the thing. It's you need it. If you needed these things and it did what they kind of sell it in to do, then why wouldn't everyone have it? That's my only issue with it, among the manipulation and
F45, not a Ponzi scheme. However, Bree was telling me it's like, oh yeah, when you take your before and after photos, there's like a thing that says that they can use it for marketing purposes. Go fuck yourself.
Can you unclick it?
I hope so because I was like, absolutely not. Fuck that. If I lost a bunch of weight, I'd want that. Fuck, talking about losing weight and also, like I've bought a lot of things around sort of weight loss and health, but one of them was, it had good intentions. It was Dynamic. Have you heard of Dynamic?
No.
Imagine HelloFresh, but frozen and it was all like pre-made meals.
Oh, so there's a bunch of companies. 5.4 is a great one. Yeah.
So we did dynamic. The problem is that we got all these soups and shit, but they were all too big for the fucking microwave. Mm. And so what happened is they would we would get them frozen.
Mm.
You'd put them in the microwave. It would turn, it would unfreeze and fall over, and then soup would go everywhere. Yeah. So literally, like, that was me for a week of like doing this thing, was fucking cleaning up the
cheap
microwave.
Plastic. It was almost cheap plastic. It was like a good satchel. Tupperware. It's satchel.
It's like,
was it even meant to go in the microwave?
Yeah, it was meant to. It was meant to be able to turn. Okay. It was meant to sit upright because it had like sort of a little bit of a fat.
Yeah,
fat bottom.
That's fucked. So the cult thing. I mean, we've pretty much locked off five people for our.
Oh yes,
squeeze your key ring cult.
Yeah, if you're not aware, we set up a. We did a call out. Was it late last year?
That feels like so far away, but it was only like 3 weeks ago.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't even know. I think it was this year. And you were like, I want a cult. I've got this coin. I've pretty much bought into this sort of movement. And then so I'm in this movement. Let's create a coin for ourselves. And then we brainstormed it.
Mm.
Came up with a squeegee.
Squeegee
for obvious reasons. But we're getting it made. And you said five of these we're going to give away, which – we haven't had them made yet because we're going to cap it out at a certain amount, but we got a solid locked in first five for the crew.
We've got to work out what we're going to do with how we're going to open it up again.
Yeah.
But Gabby, I remember she's in Canada.
Mm. Mm.
She's got a squeegee.
She's in.
Russ got one. I can't remember what everyone.
Yeah, we'll do a full readout. But
Wayne got one as well.
Now, we've done the reverse what do you call it? The reverse you know how you – what do you call it? So you – get all the money and then you go into production. Crowdfund. We've done the reverse crowdfund. We got the people saying yes.
And now we've got to.
And then we're going to do it, but we've received no money and we don't receive any money.
It's not too far off.
And so we are going to get these out. My idea, Josh, is to have the, which Mr. 97 said, 3D printed.
Oh, yeah.
3D printing.
We should
these.
Get my mate Blaj to do this because he can do that shit. I feel like you need to sand them back and stuff.
Do you?
But we also need to work out how to do the daily talk show. Mm. If we can actually get it into the, like, cut in, that would be pretty sick.
I mean, 3D printing, you can do a gun. If you can do a gun, you can do a squeegee with a fucking little TDTS.
Could we do a little bit of rubber on it?
Aftermarket.
Like, so it can actually aftermarket rubber.
Aftermarket, well, because it's not going to print out the rubber. But if you had the bit and then we bought, like, a rubber stripping, we cut it, put it on, like a wind wiper blade
that
we can slice up. That's a fucking good piece.
It's a very custom job.
Are you going to have any more of this pizza? Because we spent 50 bucks.
I think I'm done.
We spent 50 bucks on this thing.
What are we going to do with the rest? We can't, like, we need to do something. We need to give it to someone.
We've got to walk around. So as I got this and as I'm walking, even in Richmond, people are like, whoa, look at that. And then down the stairs here at the office, there's a cafe. They're like, wow, look at that.
It's easy to impress.
Yeah.
But, the food shit is buying dumb food stuff, I feel like I'm quite prone to. I literally did on the – I'm looking on the whiteboard from the – there was the 1 kilo.
You think we're legit doing brainstorms for serious client work.
Love it.
Someone from afar, the thing about a whiteboard, you see it from the distance and you're like, stuff going on there.
Yeah,
but you got, if you did the download to your head, dumb shit I've bought –
and
clapper?
Sort of,
clapper?
So the clapper, the clapper was a slate, like a clapper board.
Yeah.
And I got it from eBay. This would have been 2004, 2005. I was a young kid. I wanted to have like a Universal Studio clapper so I could go, you know, take one. And bought it. And the fucking thing, I wasn't used to the internet.
Yeah.
And what they'd sold me was they just made it themselves out of wood and it was like miniature. But the way they took the fucking photo, it looked full size. I just remember like nagging my mum to go to the post office because I needed to collect it. And then I did the same thing again with the microphone where I bought a microphone. I was expecting it to be like this size, like a normal microphone size. Yeah. And it was like a quarter of the size. It was like a tiny microphone.
This is why people don't shop online. I mean, there's a bunch of people that do. I haven't done a shitload of shopping online, and I'm not over here saying shop local.
Yeah. No, I was.
I love a fucking bargain that comes from online, but this is the problem. You can get fully trolled.
But I just love, like, I've always had a soft spot for buying shit online. Actually, fuck, I just remembered something that I did buy online that would have been early days.
Yeah,
would have been like 2005. I would have been 15. And because it had, I just remember the website now, it had like a As Seen on TV. It was called TV Be Gone. And it was a key ring that I could point it at any TV and it would turn it off.
And it worked?
And it fucking worked. That's and so I would go along the street at night and I would see fucking TVs in through the windows.
That's so
good. And I would just like hold it there and fucking just see it. And then you would see him fucking turn it back on.
Lisa, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that vibe.
I'm watching that.
And so, but did you ever own a laser?
Oh, so my first interaction with a laser, I got a few laser interactions over my time. I was obsessed the moment my uncle Rob showed me one. Funny thing is, I live in the street where I first had my laser interaction.
What does that mean?
So the street that I live on.
That's not impressive. You lived in the street
Call it fate.
Oh, wait, you weren't living there at the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a child.
Wait,
like
you had it where you live now?
Where I live now, four doors down was a restaurant. And
What was it called?
I can't even remember. It was some old Greek fish restaurant. Okay. Closed down because of salmonella. It's like, you know,
Is that really a reason to close down?
Dude, they fucking got done by the health department. We survived it though. So we got this, he had this laser. And he was out the front, he's having a durry. And he's pointing over this laser that he got from Bali. Mm-hmm. And he's pointing it across the road. We get it all across the road. So that was my first into it. And then year seven, big into them, buying them.
Would you actually buy them from?
Oh, you know those like tobacco shops? There's like sort of gimmick shops. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch. They don't sell them everywhere now. But my mate, so they're like the baby ones. Mm-hmm. Have you ever played with a fucking like a legit laser? Like high-powered burn your skin, burn paper.
Probably, it's hard to tell because I didn't do stupid shit with it. But in Thailand,
okay,
and there was a lot of warnings on it, and it was sick. I was doing so many.
How big was it?
It was super long.
Interesting.
But quite narrow, and so I was just pointing that shit.
So highly illegal. Like you could go to jail.
Yeah.
If you shone that in someone's eye, you could fucking take it out. My mate, crafty fuck. Bought online the bits, different bits. So it came all in like different transactions, and he constructed this laser. And you point this thing to the. We got it. We're out in the moon, like out. We're outside.
Out on the moon. I don't believe this story.
Yeah. This is coming to you live from the moon. We were pointing it at the moon. It legit looked like it touched the moon. Like it went. It went so far. I can't even. It was so bizarre.
It was on the moon.
From what it appeared, the illusion that it cast was pushing it and pressing it towards the moon. It just went all the way through. It looked like it never stopped.
But you could see the dot on the moon.
The dot on the moon would mean that you can't see the laser that's being beamed. So I can see, because what we could see was this beam of laser through the sky. And so if you hold it on an angle, you're just seeing it never end. Okay. So it gave the illusion that it went to the moon. But you can fully take down planes and shit with them. It's fucked. Don't buy that shit.
Actually, the other thing that's an extension onto lasers is firecrackers. Mm. And I got a kid whose dad was actually a firefighter. He had a hookup of firecrackers.
Fuck yeah.
And I
inside
bought,
job.
Yeah, I bought like a bunch. It was like the only time I ever did it was great. I put it in like a coin. Like, you know, like a traditional, you're at a market selling and you have like a cash register thing, like a money box, but it's got a key. And I put them all in there and I used to love sniffing, you know, I love sniffing things. I was fucking sniffing it. I love the smell. But I remember my dad found him and he said, if you're going to keep these, we need to make sure they're okay. Which is such a bullshit thing.
What does that mean? Let them off?
Yeah, he wants to let them off. And so he like...
Richie.
So he got the fucking... two bricks and he put the bricks down. He put the firecracker on it and then lit it. And then as he lit it, it fucking exploded.
It was fucked.
They
were fucked?
Yeah. And because the other thing was that I think that one was one that my brother got from this like dude that he was working with who was like 60-something years old who had had it for 30 years.
Yeah.
And so it's like... It's got to be a little bit fucking... fucked by
so
that point.
Back in the day there was the laws of this is pre 9/11 super loose, like traveling was so fucking loose.
Used to be, I actually have been in a cockpit when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I went in a cockpit going to like Hamilton Island or whatever.
That was a
You'd
thing
be doing your pencils and shit and like, do you want to go up and see the the pilot. It's like, yeah, sure.
So I did that on the way over to Bali, and mum and dad, I mean, they let us. I brought back a rifle. It was a BB gun. It was like a cocked down rifle. Put these little pellets in. We put it in the surfboard bag. And it was like low power, but it's illegal to bring
it
back.
So what was your parents' conversation about you bringing it back?
Well, I think I'd let my kid have a BB gun.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't care. Where can I had a BB gun.
How could that end?
Shooting shit. Shooting fucking little bits and bobs around the house.
We couldn't be trusted.
Dents in the wall like I did. Yeah. I have to accept that I will at some point receive the fucking dishing out of...
Because Gronks have Gronk kids.
Potentially. And so mum and dad then also, we brought back some fireworks. There were some ones called Goonlies, which were like sticks of dynamite.
It's so dangerous.
We brought them back, but we got them through. This is the thing. You could, back in the day, you could get contraband through. I mean, we're not doing it. It's not drugs. It's not fucking a boogie board full of weed.
My parents wouldn't even allow us to have a dartboard because of the darts.
Really?
Yeah, because the one we were in Marimbula one time. It's just like anything. My brother's doing stuff. Like I hit my brother with a golf club.
Yeah,
when we were playing golf because he was cheating.
You legit hit him.
I hit him. Yeah,
that's fucked.
And the thing is, it was
Gronk move.
Yeah, it was, but the thing was, mum and dad were like out to dinner. Like they had one night where these people were like, they were holidaying, they had kids, and they said, oh, look, we can look after your boys if you like, you go away. Anyway, mum and dad got a call halfway through just being like, oh, one of your sons has hit the other son with a golf club. Mum was so angry. She said it was so embarrassing that they couldn't have dinner without me hitting James with a golf club. What was the worst injury that you ever caused?
I got another. I just want to ask you about the growing up thing. Were you allowed out? Like, so...
Yeah.
Say maybe 10, 11. Were you allowed by yourself down to the park? And
Nah, I would have been too scared.
You were too scared, or you weren't, like you were restricted?
Nah, definitely. It never felt like I could eat what I want.
At home. Okay, so you opted to stay indoors.
Yeah, like we had a cool... Mum had sort of created a place that was fucking cool to hang in, I think.
I was listening to a podcast recently with this guy talking about how important it is for kids to be able to go out by themselves. So it's like giving the trust in them. So I asked you, were you let out? Because there's a we're living in a culture where people are very scared to let their kids out.
I was seeing that there was a book that I want to read where there's an issue in Japan where people aren't leaving the house, they're not socializing.
It's massive. And listening to it, I had a childhood of roaming around, just being a madman, skate bowls. Street rat. And there was other street kids that were more street ratty, like no curfew. So mum and dad let me out. But the danger of not – like, and I think about it as a parent going – fuck, what if the kid gets taken? But what this guy was saying was the danger is understandable of letting your kid out to the park where he gets taken. The detriment of having a kid inside, like not what your situation, self-diagnosed. I'm not going anywhere. Being inside and not letting your kid go outside, you can't see the effects it's having on your child.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you see the effects if he comes home with a fucking broken arm, which is like sending alarm bells.
Yeah.
Never again.
When was the first time you went on a train?
Oh,
by myself,
grade 6, grade 5.
Okay.
Ran away once, grade 6.
Yeah,
grade
probably. 5. So no, I would have been maybe 15.
Wow. So different.
Like because, but there was no infant, but mum would drive
you're pretty us. Pretty far from the train station.
Yeah, train station, and mum would drive us everywhere.
Yeah.
You want to go somewhere? Mum would drive. Yeah. I guess that's a good way of.
I say this now, like about the let your kids out. It would be so different when Bodie's. Can I go to the skate bowl with Trevor? And Trevor smokes bongs. And I don't want
Bodie. And Trevor is 45. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, at the Daily Talk Show. com. If you want to send us an email, if you've got any suggestions of where we should have Fat Friday next, where should we eat?
Yeah.
I think we should do Mexican Cantina at some point.
Yeah, I like that. Special OB.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Gotcha.